Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a colorful jungle mid-bass in Ableton Live 12 that carries that old-school rave pressure. And just to be clear, we're not chasing a giant modern clean bass here. We want something alive, urgent, a little rude, and full of character. The kind of bass that feels like it belongs under chopped breaks, rave staves, and a heavy sub. In drum and bass, the mid-bass is the emotional engine of the drop. The sub gives the weight, but the mid-bass gives the identity. It's the buzz, the growl, the reese shimmer, and the forward motion that makes the whole thing move. So today, we're focusing on the mix side as much as the sound design side, because in jungle, those two are basically the same job. Start by setting your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. That puts us right in the jungle and DNB zone. Then create a new MIDI track and load Waveeatable. You could use Operator or Analog too, but Waveeatable is a really friendly choice for beginners, because it gives you plenty of movement without getting confusing. Before you design the sound, make a short MIDI pattern. Keep it simple. 2 to 4 notes is enough to start. Think one root note, one passing note, maybe one octave jump or a fifth for a bit of tension. The goal here is not to write a busy melody. The goal is to make a phrase that answers the drums. That hit, rest, hit, answer kind of shape is airy jungle. Bass is powerful. A strong bass line does not need to talk all the time. Now build the core tone. In Waveeatable, choose a basic saw style waveform. If you have two oscillators, turn both on. Set one to saw, and the other to another saw slightly detuned. A small detune, maybe 5 to 15 cents, is enough to create that classic re-style movement. You can use just a little unison if you want, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but keep it modest. We want movement, not a giant blurry stereo cloud. Add a low-pass filter and keep the top end controlled. You can start with the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 800 HC, then open it later with automation. The detuned oscillators create that pressure in the mids, where the bass is most audible on club systems and on smaller speakers. That's a big beginner tip. Old-school pressure is about presence first, not size first. If the bass reads clearly in the mid-range, it will hit harder in the mix. Now, very important, separate the sub from the mid-bass early. Don't try to make one patch do everything. Duplicate the MIDI to a new track and make a clean sub with operator using a sine wave. Keep that sub simple, mono, and clean. On the mid-bass track, high-pass the low end using EQ8 or autofilter. Start around 90 to 140 HC, and move it higher if the bass is still muddy. If the bass sounds huge in solo but disappears or clashes with the drums, the low end is probably fighting itself. With the sub doing the foundation, we can color the mid bass. Drop saturator after the instrument, and bring the drive up by around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is one of the easiest ways to get that rude jungle edge without completely wrecking the sound. If you want a bit more grit, place overdrive before saturator and keep it subtle. You're not trying to turn it into harsh fizz. You're trying to make the bass speak more clearly on smaller speakers and feel more alive in the drop. Now let's control the width. A little stereo movement in the mids can sound amazing in old-school rave bass, but the low end still needs to stay solid and mono-friendly. The safe approach is to keep the bass mostly centered, and if you use any width effects, make sure they only affect the mids and highs. Utility is useful here. You can also use chorus ensemble lightly if the sound needs a more liquid, moving feel. Just be careful not to let the stereo processing pull energy below about 150 HE. In jungle, wide low end is a trap. It can collapse badly on club systems and mono playback. Next, shape the tone with EQ8. Listen from at around 200 to 400 HC. The area can cloud the break really fast. If needed, cut a few dB there. Also listen for harshness around 2 to 5 KHC, especially if the bass is fighting the snare or hats. A narrow cut on a resonant peak can clean things up a lot. This is where you want to think like a mixer, not just sound designer. The bass and the break are a rhythm section. They need to make space for each other. Now let's make it breathe. Automate the filter cutoff so the bass opens up over the course of a phrase. A simple move could be keeping it darker in the first 4 bars, then opening it more in bars 5 to 8. You can also automate saturator drive a little higher in the second half of a phrase, or widen the sound briefly in a fill. These tiny automation moves are where the rave energy comes from. You don't need dramatic changes. In jungle, small moves can create a huge sense of motion. Then add sidechain compression from the kick. Use compressor on the mid bass. Set the sidechain input from the kick drum, and start with a quick attack and a release somewhere around 50 to 120 ms. Keep the ratio moderate. You want the bass to tuck around the kick, not disappear completely. If the pumping is too obvious, Shorten the release or reduce the amount. If the bass feels too stiff, sidechain a little more. The kick and snare need space, and indeed NB, that punch and space relationship is everything. Now bring in your chopped breakbeat or drum loop. This is the moment where the mix becomes rebel. Don't judge the bass in solo anymore. Listen for whether it masks the snare crack, the kick transient, or the ghost notes in the break. If the bass is stepping on the snare, pull a little more out around 1 to 3 kHz. If the low end feels too heavy, trim more under 120 to 150 Hz and let the sub carry the bottom. You can also put utility on the bass and hit mono occasionally just to check that the sound doesn't fall apart. If it loses its power in mono, the stereo processing is probably too wide or facey. Now give the phrase a simple old-school arrangement twist. Jungle bass works really well with call and response. So maybe bars 1 and 2 carry the main phrase, bar 3 gives you a short answer, and bar 4 drops out for half a beat before coming back in. That little pocket of silence can hit harder than extra notes. You can also add a higher octave hit, a note cutoff before the snare, or a short fill at the end of a 4-bar loop. The goal is to make the bass feel like it's reacting to the track, not just looping endlessly. A really useful teacher tip here: if you're building a bass like this, keep one anchor note in the phrase. Even if you add movement, having one repeated root note helps the whole thing feel stable and hypnotic. And another important tip: build with the drums playing from the start. If you design the bass in solo, you'll usually make it too thick, too bright, or too wide. Jungle bass needs to be judged in context. If you want a deeper variation, try making two versions of the bass. One can be darker and tighter, then other can be a little brighter and more aggressive. Then switch between them every 4 or 8 bars. You can also use note velocity to make the phrase feel more human, or print the bass to audio and edit tiny details like chopping a note shorter or reversing a tail. Those micro edits can make the groove feel much more alive. Let's talk about some common mistakes. The biggest one is making the bass too wide in the low end. Keep the bottom mono. Another big one is soloing the bass until it sounds massive, then losing the drums. A bass that sounds slightly smaller on its own often works way better in the full mix. Also, don't overdo distortion. Too much drive can blur the snare and hats. And definitely don't leave harsh resonances hanging around if they're fighting the break. If you want a quick practice move, spend 15 minutes building a 2-bar jungle bass loop. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Make a 3-note MIDI phrase. Use 2 detuned saw oscillators in Wavetable. High pass the bass around 120 Hz. Add saturator with 3 to 5 dB of drive, then use EQ8 to remove mud around 250 to 350 Hz. Copy the MIDI to an operator sign subtrack. Add a breakbeat loop, sidechain the bass to the kick, and automate the filter so the second bar opens more than the first. Then switch the bass to mono and back to stereo, just to hear what changes. Finally, bounce it to audio and make one quick chop or mute at the end of the phrase. So the big takeaway is this: separate the sub and the mid bass, keep the low end mono friendly, use detuned saws and saturation for character, shape the groove with sidechain and note spacing, and always judge the bass with the drums. If you do that, you'll get a mid bass that feels properly jungle, weighty, and ready for a drop. Alright, let's get that pressure moving.